good evening, everybody, and welcome to our emergency meeting. We're really very honored to have with us tonight Osama Qashu and Alex Phillips, who both were on the Marmara, in the Mavi Marmara, when it was attacked by the Israeli naval force. Apologies for the mistake on the leaflet. Alex was on Mavi Marmara as well, and they will tell us their experience. We must finish the discussion at 9 o'clock sharp, or maybe 5 minutes before that, because they have to go back. Osama's going back tomorrow morning to Turkey to work on more flotillas, hopefully. One thing I'd like to emphasize, I want to ask you first before people might go, and then, can you please make a point of writing to Radio Chef, BBC Radio Chef, and thanking them? Because today we had a very good interview with Alex and Osama on the 5:45 Dean Pepple show, and before that I had an interview which was repeated 5 times on the on news bulletins, all the news bulletins. So we need to make Radio Chef, because I expect after these 2 interviews that there'll be a lot of complaints from people about it. So please, if you can, remember to write to Radio Chef, just thank them for covering events around this meeting, because the interviews were about this meeting and what happened. It's important. It's really important to do this, to make, as I said, many journalists, many broadcasters complain that whenever they do something that is positive towards Palestine, they get little you know, feedback, and whenever they do something critical of Israel, they are inundated. So
there was a complaint actually, by Alex. After
I didn't hear that, but exactly, yeah. So please, this is part of our campaign. We need to work with the media. So make sure you go home, Google BBC Radio Sheffield, and drop them an email thanking them for their coverage of this meeting tonight. A lot of things are happening, a lot of things are still the same, a lot of things are changing. What's the same is the position of the governments of the West, America, European Union, etc. It's sickening. I have here the Council conclusion in Gaza, European Union Council conclusion in Gaza, which is again repetition of the same thing that we are sick and tired of. Condemnation of the violence that took place. Appeal for Hamas to release Gilad Shalit, no mention of 10,000 Palestinian political prisoners, etc., etc. It's here if you want to see it. Tony Blair yesterday was talking about what's happening in Gaza, promising a change. What is the change? In effect, legitimization of the actual blockade of Gaza, because he said we're going to permit this, permit that, permit the other, but not a word to say that this is a war crime and this is against all, you know, Human Rights Convention, Geneva Convention, because the International Committee of Red Cross has said yesterday explicitly that what Israel is doing is, there are seats here if you like, is punishing the whole civilian population of Gaza. They stopped short of saying, so it's collective punishment. They said definitely it's not on. And every human rights organization, convention, but still the governments are not taking a stand on that. Hopefully with our work on the long term, we will be able to shift the position. I don't want to take more of your of the time of the speakers. I would like to run you through, first of all, Alex will speak for 20 minutes maximum. Then Osama for 20 minutes. Then Hillary will talk for 10 minutes. And then we'll have...
Five
minutes. Okay, thank you for that. We want to listen, but it's good to make it short. After that, we have discussion. And please, when we have the discussion, it's questions. We don't have time for statements or elaboration or political analysis. We are here to listen to the speakers. So without any delay, I'd like first of all to describe these 2 brave people as our heroes tonight.
No.
And people who are really make us all proud, and welcome them in Sheffield, and thank every force that is on earth for their safety, because what they faced is terrible, and they will tell us about it. Alex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.